B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's now time to find out what's brewing with Jen.
All right, we can step aside. So we're going to start with what I think is probably going to be the next Netflix show. The guy's name is Nicholas Bryant. He's 26 years old. He's just now waiting to see how long he's going to spend in jail after pleading guilty to one count of wire fraud. One count. Back in 2020 and 2021, he posed as the son of an oil baron, scammed at least 50 people, stealing around $1.5 million in goods and services. He hired 17 private jets, renting $30,000 a night homes, buying five cars, and he was only finally caught when a jet company went after him for not paying the $76,000 that he owed them. So he's going to jail. He's caught. But that doesn't that sound just like a Netflix?
Yeah.
Like limited series. They love those scam shows.
So we don't know how much.
26 years old.
26. We don't know how much time he's getting yet.
Not yet.
Let's say he gets 4 years and he's going to come out at 30. Let's just wait for a second. Would you guys risk living the high life like he was doing?
Oh.
And be able to do things that maybe you never would get to do. So, Ricky, you have to adjust it because you play pro ball. So whatever you've done, times it by like 10 or 20.
Right.
With the risk of maybe having to do 4 years. Not 40 years, 4 years.
But you don't, when you come out, there's nothing there for you.
Oh, no.
So,
I'm saying your experiences, and then maybe you can sell the rights to Netflix or something. Would you, Hunter? You've lived a certain kind of life, all right? I'm just saying you live a certain kind of life. You can live 10, 20 times better, but there's a risk you got to do a little time. You know there's people out there who would take the risk.
Yeah, I don't think I would. It kind of reminds me in a different way, though, of like the Tinder, Swindler kind of vibe. I don't think, because every day you're living with that worry of can you enjoy all that awesome stuff you're doing if you're wondering if you're going to get caught. I don't think you can.
Right. And I imagine that there's probably, sorry, Ricky, that there's probably some legal document that says that even if you do sell it to Netflix, you don't reap the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to throw that in there, too. I bet. I mean, maybe not.
Well, you're going,
least,
I mean,
I think it, that means you could do it after you get out of prison. While you're in prison, they probably take away all that kind of money.
Oh, yeah, they would take
it.
So
right, but in this scenario, you go and spend whatever you want for a couple years.
Do it right, live high.
Come on, you go in for 4 years, they probably only give you 5 months on good behavior, you're done.
Oh, my goodness, I couldn't do it.
Or you did two-thirds. I just know there are people out there who don't have the wherewithal to figure out how to do it. But if they could, I think they would.
Would you, Chuck?
No, because I feel like I don't love being told what to do in the best of times. And in prison, you kind of always told what to do, when to get up, when to go to bed, when to do this and that. So I wouldn't. But if it was like club fed, maybe.
Ooh, all right. Well, then you would not like working for Air India, which obviously is an airline. The owners of Air India are trying to improve the airline's image by making any crew with gray hair to dye it. New regulations also require men with, quote, deep receding hairline and male balding patches to shave their heads daily.
Oh, I like that.
The company says that employees must follow the grooming regulations both at work and in their private lives.
Oh, see, the private life.
Yeah, that's, no.
Well,
if you grow your hair out and you're not working for a week, and then you go back and you dye it, so it's not gray when you go back. Why would they have a problem with that? They put out a 40-page booklet. 40-page booklet on how to be an employee at Air India.
I'd quit.
What?
I'd quit.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm
not
allowed.
Going bald.
I know, but if I was in that predicament, there's no way I would allow for them to have that type of power for me.
I'm not dying. Like, there's gray in my beard. I'm not dying it.
But they said you have to.
I would shave the beard. No, I can't.
It's like the Yankees still do that to a degree. You got to
look
a
certain
way.
Yeah, they do that. I would prefer to. Yeah, yep.
Oh,
facial hair. No facial hair.
Oh.
I would prefer not to play for the Yankees.
Well, yeah, same.
Yeah, I would prefer not to play for the Yankees for that reason.
I don't like what
you
leave.
Can't, and it's also, you can't have a beard either.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So now the gray hair in my hair, I have gray hairs in my eyebrows. I got to dye it?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that.
I'm not either.
Not doing all that.
And like they say, you have to do it in your private life, too. Like, when I would leave work, That's me time. So
if I go on a 2-week vacation.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm on vacation. I'm traveling. I'm using my miles or whatever.
Is somebody following you?
I mean, well, I guess you post on social media or something.
So you have to daily update them with your life pictures to make sure you're dyeing your hair? I'm out.
I mean, come
out.
On. Yeah, I'm out. That's too much. And the gray hair, what's the problem?
Like, I don't see a problem.
It's natural.
Yeah.
The dye, in a way, is the quote, problem. Because that's not the natural,
not
is what
natural.
I'm saying. I'm saying, like...
And how is that going to improve their image?
I don't... And everybody knows that it's well known that if you're... Because I know they're probably saying it's about the baldness and stuff with the guys. Salt and pepper has worked for ladies for many years.
Yes, it has.
Girls,
and during the pandemic, a lot of women stopped dyeing their hair, stopped going to salons,
I don't think
everything.
That looks
and,
bad,
and yeah, and you know, so a lot of ladies said, you know what? I like the look.
They can pull it off. A lot of ladies can pull it off.
I agree.
Ricky doesn't like that.
No, whatever. Like I'm not saying a word about this.
That means Ricky doesn't like it.
Exactly.
That's
we know.
Okay.
We've learned that.
Everybody has a preference, Ricky. Yeah. Not going to get canceled.
That's
no,
right.
No thank you for me.
Okay, so we're going to end in Florida, but this is a great story. So Florida man dives into ocean to save the ring during his fumbled proposal. This was crazy. You probably may have seen it on TikTok over the weekend. So they're on a boat. They're in this beautiful clear water. Gorgeous. He goes to pull the ring out of his pocket to propose to his girlfriend. And it gets snagged, like, on his jeans or shorts or whatever he had. And it fell into the water. He instantly jumped in and he found it. I don't know how. I mean, his reactions were quick.
I mean, luck. Because if it starts sinking, you just got to... And you have to know exactly where it fell.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't necessarily go exactly.
Right. That's
even
what I'm
exactly
saying. All of a sudden,
it
takes falling zigzag. Oh, man.
I don't think the water was so deep, but okay, I mean,
but
still, like, once you, I mean,
Jen, let me ask
you. Once you hit the bottom of the water, it kicks everything up.
Yeah.
Right.
I just said water.
Yeah, well, you live here.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah, what just happened?
I don't know. Yeah, let me ask you this. If you were on the other side of that, do you find this funny? Are you upset? Is your moment ruined? Like, where does that fall for you?
No, I think it would be wonderful because what a great story.
Okay, so you're going to look back and laugh at it.
Oh, yeah, what a great story.
God, you bring it up all the time. They have the photographers. It's now you go in through the pictures.
Manicure.
And you got the guy diving headfirst into the water as the number one picture that you got for the day.
Well, and it was videoed by the captain of the boat because he set up the whole thing. Yeah,
yeah,
so
he knew it was going to happen. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
You think
what
it's
it could have been? A little string like tied. You don't realize it's tied to the boat.
No,
it's tied to the boat. Yep. And the reason he could find it is because it was tied to the boat.
No.
And then he just snatched that little string.
I have a hard time believing that he jumped in there and it just happened to be sitting right on the sand.
Hey, you know, shame on us because we believed it. So, Ricky, good for you.
Good job, Ricky.
Cynical over there. I believe that it was a wonderful story. They're going to have a wonderful story to tell their grandkids.
It's a good romantic.
And he didn't lose the ring. And she said yes.
They set up a little thing.
I don't want to believe that.
Probably had like swimming trunks.
He had flippers on. I had no idea this was here.
I was just saying that just to throw you off because I didn't want you to know.
I refuse to believe that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you still believe in
Ohio State. I didn't have to do that.
I mean, can we just leave it today?
But did you expect anything different?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
You didn't think we would rip you for this?
I thought you meant in the actual game.
Well, thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Way to go, Blue. I mean, Jen.
Rick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.